The sea sprayed upward, leaving a fine mist in the air that lingered on Mary's face. Her body was wrapped in a protective poncho that Herschel had stashed in Nick's trunk, keeping her clothes safe from soaking. She'd left the hood down, though, preferring to feel the air run through her hair. Herschel adjusted their course slightly, moving toward a calmer patch of water.
I can't believe I never knew you sailed.
Mary adjusted her grip on the bow of the small boat Herschel had procured.
My mom taught us when we were younger. Lake Michigan was nearby, and we'd spend our summers out on the water. It always made me feel great, so the first week we were here, I looked up a place I could get out on the water if I needed to.
And this is the first time you've used it?
Second. I came out about 3 weeks into the semester when things were getting really stressful. After you put Roy in line, life got a lot more manageable, though, so I haven't needed it.
I think I'd be out here quite a bit, needed or not.
A wave knocked against the side of the boat, and Mary shifted her grip.
Yeah, I thought the same. But things get busy and time slips away from you.
I'm glad you took me out here tonight.
I wanted it to be a special night.
Well, mission accomplished.
Herschel and Mary were the first ones back to Millbrook. They still smelled of salt water as they stepped into the common room.
So, I guess this is good night.
Looks that way. I had a really good time.
Me too. Wanna do it again sometime?
Sure.
How's next weekend work for you?
Not great.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Just seems like a long time to spend trying to avoid you.
Guess we'll be seeing each other around a lot. I'm not really sure how to proceed from here. I'm sort of new at this.
I think we should try to do more nights like this, where it's just us on a date, and then the rest of our time together is just time spent together.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm sure we'll figure it out as we go along.
I think that's supposed to be part of the fun.
Then I'll look forward to it.
That makes two of us. Good night, Herschel.
Herschel very much wanted to kiss Mary in that moment. Instead, he pulled her in close and squeezed her tightly into a hug.
Good night, Mary.
Roy would have gone for the kiss. Of that, Herschel had no doubt. But Herschel wasn't Roy. And tonight, for the first time in a very long time, Herschel was happy about that fact. They released each other and parted, going back to their respective sides of Millbrook into their dorms.